All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of Earl Ingram guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And let me, before I go back to the phone lines, let me, I want to at least get these three quotes out from the great Jimmy Carter. But we know that democracy is always an unfinished creation. Each generation must renew its foundations. Each generation must rediscover the meaning of this hallowed vision in the light of its own modern challenges. For this generation, our life is nuclear survival. Liberty is human rights. The pursuit of happiness is a planet whose resources are devoted to the physical and spiritual nourishment of its inhabitants. Farewell address, January 1981. Jimmy Carter, we appreciate the past. We are grateful for the present, and we're looking forward to the future with great anticipation and commitment. October 1986 at the dedication of the Carter Presidential Library and Museum. And last, war may sometimes be a necessary evil. Now listen to this. Why can't we get all presidents and people to see it from this perspective? War may sometimes be a necessary evil, but no matter how necessary, it is always an evil, never a good. We will not learn to live together in peace by killing each other's children. December 2002 at his acceptance speech for the Nobel Peace Prize. Let's go quickly, Cardi, to whoever we have on the line. Just put her on.
Sarah, you're on the line.
Sarah, go ahead.
Good afternoon. As a college student at a liberal arts school in Minnesota, I was able to spend a lot of time working with Habitat, and I got to meet President Carter and Rosalind briefly, very briefly, down in America's Georgia. And he gave an address, and I'm not sure if I've got it 100% correctly in my memory because that was a while ago, but the gist of what I got from President Carter was, get off your knees. You pray with your hands by doing the work of God and doing for others what they need to have done for them. And that's my takeaway from Carter and his presidency. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us to try to think about right now, especially with potential upheaval coming our way.
You know, Sarah, at the root of it was not division. You know, at the root of it was bringing people together. That was more than anything else. That was the thing that I'll always remember about Jimmy Carter. So Carter, you said you've got a few words from President Carter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have some sound from Jimmy Carter. 1 second. Here we go.
Our social and political progress has been based on one fundamental principle: the value and importance of the individual.
Based on this knowledge of Georgians, North and South, rural and urban, liberal and conservative, I say to you quite frankly that the time for racial discrimination is over. These are not just my goals, and they will not be my accomplishments, but the affirmation of our nation's continuing moral strength.
Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns. But we've discovered that owning things and consuming things does not satisfy our longing for meaning.
War may sometimes be a necessary evil, but no matter how necessary, it is always evil, never a good.
America did not invent human rights. In a very real sense, it's the other way around. human rights invented America.
You know, those words, we can learn from them today. And so as I get ready to wrap up what clearly was the fastest 2 hours that I've ever done in radio, because I had an opportunity to tell you something if you didn't know about a man that I will say is one of the greatest men that ever lived during my lifetime, former President Jimmy Carter. You know, I'm honored to have had this opportunity to appear on the Maggie Dawn Show. And Cardi, man, it's been a pleasure.
Appreciate that, man. It's been memorable for me, man, learning all the new stuff about Jimmy Carter.
Well, man, great work for you. Hopefully you and I will hook up again. I know we will. But up next, the one and only, what is that guy's name, man? Dominic Savio. Is that his name?
Yep, Dom Savio's up next.
Okay, Dom Savio is coming up next. Thank all of you who took the time out to listen. You can hear me tomorrow morning. You have to get up awfully early, 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, on the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?